In our ongoing study from Jerry Bridges' book, The Practice of Godliness, we are in chapter 12 that talks about faithfulness. And initially, Mr. Bridges has a brief section talking about the faithfulness of God, and then he spends the rest of the chapter talking about our faithfulness. Well, I've been on a detour here for quite a few weeks because I thought it was more important for us to look at God's faithfulness. And hopefully this week will maybe finish God's faithfulness. And then we'll move into what the scriptures have to say about us being faithful. So last time, in looking at God's faithfulness, and as I put in my email, in particular, God's faithfulness with the gospel, with the good news, we've been talking about how that good news is throughout the Bible. Last time we looked at Genesis 28, 12 through 17, where you could sing the children's song about Jacob's ladder. But again, that was a picture. As Jacob said, the gate and the ladder that lead to heaven. And then we discussed, well, where is that land? And where is this place? And where is the house? And we asked the question, how will physical, earthbound people of nations enter the spiritual, heaven-bound kingdom, where the Bible does describe the kingdom of heaven as a land, a place, and a house? And then we looked at John chapter 6, 25 through 71. And let's just look at John 6, 27 real quick here. Kind of review where we were. I have fumble fingers here. Anybody want to read 6:27 if you're already there? Okay, Karen. So if we were to look at the whole context of this, it was amazing that this group of people, these followers, were really interested in being fed because they saw Jesus work a physical miracle that they were blown away by. So now they're following him around saying, wow, what else can you do for me, Jesus? And then as we read this whole thing last time, where we get to the point where Jesus is basically saying, eat my flesh and drink my blood, I mean, the people now are looking at him like, whoa, this is... And then I ask the question, are we born of flesh? Or are we born of the Spirit? Is our land, temple, kingdom, earthly or spiritual? Are we a citizen of earth or a citizen of heaven? Are we inheriting a kingdom on earth? Are we inheriting a kingdom that is in heaven? And then I kind of made the statement as we read this section that Jesus was quite the spiritualizer. I mean, how many times have you had people say, well, you're spiritualizing the continent? I don't know. Jesus did a little bit of spiritualizing here because it's just like some of the Old Testament verses we've been looking at, and even in this section where all these people coming looking for something physical. Jesus even talked about the manna. Again, that was something that was physical. He even talked about the water that God used to feed the nation of Israel. And then here's this picture where he's actually feeding the 5,000 and everybody else that was associated with it. And Jesus is saying, you're looking in the wrong place. He's saying, I'm the bread of life. I'm the living water. He wants us to see the kingdom of heaven. He wants us to see him. So that is the good news. That is the gospel. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. And if somebody wants to read like 1 through 7, and then somebody can then read 8 through 14. Okay, Meredith's got 1 through 7. And Earl, I didn't have first. Sorry, Brenda. You'll get a chance. 8 through 14. So as we've been looking at Old Testament verses, we've been looking at New Testament verses. The good news is God says, I will. It's his covenant. It's his promise. It is his will. In verse 1 of this Ephesians says, by the will of God. In verse 5, the good pleasure of his will. And in verse 9, and it says, it's been made known unto us the mystery of his will. This is really good news. We could go back to John, chapter 10, and even chapter 6. There's all kinds of places we can go where Jesus has not lost 1. So in regards to our topic of God being faithful, when we read this, like, how faithful is God? From the foundation of the world, God is successful and faithful to redeem his people. And our pastor has been in Ephesians in a while, since he was in Ephesians 1. But I don't know, because this really struck me when he went through this in Ephesians 1. Pretty interesting. If you go back to verse 11, it says, you know, and Paul's speaking to an audience here. He goes, in whom also we have obtained the inheritance. You know, and I've always said in this class here, you got to pay attention to the pronouns here. And then in verse 12, it says that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted Christ. Pastor Greg brought to our attention that Paul is talking to the Jewish audience, because Paul is raising his hand as a Jew, represented as an apostle, and we could go right down the line to Peter and the other Jewish apostles. They were the ones who first trusted in Christ. But then, in verse 13, Pastor Greg brought to our attention that in whom you also trust. Now he's talking to the Gentiles. And it says, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed and were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So, from the foundation of the world, God has been saving his people. God is the everlasting covenant maker of Genesis 17, whom he used Abraham to be the father of many nations. Many nations. As we read Ephesians 1 here, how many nations of physical people are a part of Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 just talking about two or three separate groups of people? Or is Ephesians 1 talking about all the people from all the nations that God has chosen? Go to Galatians chapter 3. Okay, Brenda, you want to read chapter 3, 26, 29? Heirs according to the promise. When was that promise given? Genesis. And Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is saying there are no subgroups here. There's nobody's been missed. Nobody's been overlooked for centuries or thousands of years. There's neither Jew or Greek, bond or free, male or female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. And if we were to go back to Ephesians chapter 1 and look at verse 10, it says that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, if you were to get out your old Strong's Concordance and look up those words to see what they all mean, it is saying that at the completion of the proper time, God is going to gather together in one, not in two or three subgroups. In the completion of time, at the set proper time, God is going to gather in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. So when redemption is done, God is going to gather all in Christ. And then if we were to go over to verse 14 in Ephesians, we can see that that would be for the redemption of the purchased possession. That is the picture of all for whom Christ, for all whom the Father has given Christ, going to gather them all from heaven and from earth. That's good news. I mean, when Jesus tells those Jews, first thing in Mark, that repent, for the gospel of the kingdom is at hand, he is telling these Jews, can you see the prophesied Redeemer? Isn't that the point of all the scripture verses? Let's go to go to Luke 24. How did you know? So in Luke 24, well, if it was in your mind, Rick, would you like to read 25, 27? So, we spent some time reading in Numbers. We've spent some time reading in Deuteronomy. We spent some time reading in Genesis. Isn't Genesis, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and we can go to Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Nahum. You know, there's so many Old Testament scripture verses that we didn't go to. Jesus is telling these people, and he's telling us, the scriptures from Moses, all prophets, are concerning him being the Redeemer. So whether I'm reading, because I would need to ask the question, then well, just for the fun of it, let's go back to Deuteronomy 10. Deuteronomy 10. And I'm going to read verse 12 and 13. And it says, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee today for thy good." So, I can read this verse, and I can say, wow, this is talking about a people like 4,000 years ago. And then I could say, well, the Old Testament, that's the Old Covenant. I'm saved by grace. I'm not under the law. So basically, you're coming kind of to a conclusion, well, this is nice information, but has nothing to do with me. Is that what Jesus just said in Luke 24 here? He said, from Moses and all the prophets and all the scriptures expound him. So my point is that when we read Deuteronomy 10, as Christians saved by grace, do we see Israel or do we see Christ? What do we see here? Do we see something that is way in the past and it has nothing to do with us? Or do we see something that has a lot to do with us? Because Jesus says, it expounds me. It concerns me. So, in Deuteronomy 10, it says, "Fear the Lord thy God." Is that the curse of the law? Where can we find, under the law of Christ, that scripture verse applies to us very day? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 7:1. Anybody want to read 2 Corinthians 7:1? I'll read. "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Anybody got that verse up? Rick? So, what does the Lord require of us? Fear the Lord thy God. And we just read two New Covenant, New Testament scripture verses that tell us to do the exact same thing. Go to Romans 8:1. Says there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It's all in Deuteronomy 10 that it says, what does the Lord require of thee? To fear him and to walk in all his ways. And to love him. Let's go to Romans 8:28. Everybody should have this memorized. And we know that all things work together for good. And our pastor has stood up front numerous times to draw your attention to all things. That's the good, bad, and ugly of life. And a lot of times we have a little trouble. We don't have any trouble when the good is happening, but when the bad and the uglies happen, we have a little harder time believing this with faith. But it's all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to purpose. To them that love him. And I think, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, we went to the John, I think it's John chapter 14 verses, where Jesus basically said numerous times, love me. If you love me, keep my commandment. To serve the Lord thy God. Let's go to Romans 7:6. And in Romans 7:6, it says, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit, not in the oldness of the letter. Here is the mystery of the revelation. When we read a verse like Deuteronomy that tells us to fear, walk, love, serve with all of our heart and with all of our soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord, because then, like I said, in John chapter 14, I don't know how many times Jesus reviews that principle, we are to be doing these things, serving in the newness of spirit, not in the oldness of the letter. So my point is that when you're reading the Old Testament, are you seeing physical Israel, or are you seeing our risen Lord? Are you stuck on earth, or are you seeing heaven? That's the good news. That is the good news. These scripture voices or verses are to reveal and point to our Lord. Go to Romans 16. Okay, in Romans 16, anybody want to read 25, 26, 27? All right, Kathy. Sounds like a great benediction for today. What version were you reading out of, Kathy? Okay, Mr. NSAB, would you read verse 26 for us, Rick? Now, just give this a little thought. According to the revelation of the mystery which kept the world, that is a long time, but now is made manifest. That word means to make clear, to make it apparent, to open so you can see. And how was it made open? How was it made clear? How was it made apparent? It says by the scriptures of the... According to the commandment of the everlasting God. And it says it was made known to all nations. And then it gives the purpose for the obedience. The gospel. As we're reading anywhere in this beloved word of God, or 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scriptures are given for our training, teaching, and reproof, etc. Do we see Jesus? Because this scripture verse is basically telling us right now, not everybody saw the prophesied Redeemer when they read the scriptures of the prophet. It is telling us that it was hidden. Not everybody saw the prophesied Redeemer. But now it is made manifest. And it's been made manifest so that, I'm not telling, I'm kind of leading into our next subject here about our faithfulness. Because how does anybody know that this is true? For the obedience of faith. And again, the obedience of faith is dependent on whether we are serving God in the newness of the Spirit, which is living, or we're doing it in the oldness of the letter, which is first the law. But don't you find it kind of interesting that loving the Lord your God and keeping His commandments are given under the deadly old covenant law, and it's given under the new covenant law. And God is basically telling us, how are you going to serve that commandment? You're going to serve that commandment, you're going to love the Lord, keep His commandments in the newness of the Spirit, or the deadness of the law. But the point, that's right, the newness of the Spirit. But the point is, it's not optional. It is not optional. Okay. Looking at what I still got here and looking at the clock. All right. So then, when we're in the Old Testament, reading about holy people, chosen people, special people, above all people, people that God has loved. And in fact, let's just go to Deuteronomy 7:9. I just want to just point out something. Deuteronomy 7. I found really interesting. Because in this section of Scripture, it talks about holy people, special people, above all people that God loves. And then in verse 9, chapter 7, verse 9, says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations." How long is 1,000 generations? That's a long time. Do the math any way you want. I heard the other day, maybe it was on the radio or someplace, that generally people assume that a generation is like 40 years. You know, people live to a point where they're like 40 years, but maybe back in this time, a new generation of people would start maybe after 20 years. Thinking about people getting together and fruitful. So, what do you apply to that as pastor? And I wrote down from the beginning of redemption to the end of redemption. Because redemption is the point of Him keeping covenant and mercy. That's the whole point. That's why God intervened to a fallen world. To redeem a holy, special, chosen people. We just read about it in Ephesians 1. We just read about it in Galatians that it's not based on ethnicity. It's not based on sex. It's not based on your position in life. It's based on the good pleasure of His will. That's why He says He's the one keeping covenant with the people that love Him, keep His commandment. That works righteousness? No, I mean, Pastor Jim pointed out when we were looking in Deuteronomy 10, where it talked about, again, God had to intervene and circumcise the heart. So, that's good news. That is good news that our God is that faithful. He's not going to lose one. He's not going to miss a generation or two. He's not going to pause and miss certain people in a generation. And He's going to miss none. He's going to redeem them from when He started until when He ends. And when it ends, it ends. All right. Next week, we will start to proceed to look at all the scripture verses that pertain to our faithfulness. Now, as our pastor has spoken numerous times from the front, there's divine intervention and there's human responsibility. You cannot get away from God's intervention, and you can't get away that we got to do something. Look at that. For probably a few weeks. All right. Great.